This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The first 20 years of this century have seen a staggering rise in climate disasters. The head of the UN Disaster Risk Reduction Agency, UNDRR, has said. Mami Mitsutori also insisted that nearly all nations have done too little to prevent death and illness caused by COVID-19, just as they were willfully not doing enough to tackle greenhouse gas emissions. Ms. Mitsutori was speaking at the launch of a report comparing the last four decades of global disaster data. She urged all countries to prepare better for all catastrophic events, from earthquakes to tsunamis to biological threats, such as the new coronavirus.
Good disaster risk governance depends on political leadership above all, and delivery on the promises made 5 years ago when the Paris Agreement and the Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction were adopted. But the sad fact is that we are willfully destructive, and that is the conclusion of this report. COVID-19 is but the latest proof that political and business leaders are yet to tune in to the world around them.
According to the UNDRR report, produced with Belgium's Centre for Research on the Epidemiology of Disasters at UC Leuven, there were more than 7,300 recorded disasters worldwide in the last 20 years. More than 1.2 million people died, approximately 60,000 per year, with poorer nations witnessing death rates more than four times higher than richer nations. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has announced that a food summit is to be held to help address hunger that affects hundreds of millions of people and tackle the climate emergency at the same time. In a message marking the launch of World Food Week beginning Wednesday, Mr. Guterres said action is needed to address the damage done to the planet by the way we produce what we eat. The systems that bring food to our tables have a profound impact on our economies, our health, and the environment, he said in a message, adding that these production methods were also one of the main reasons we are failing to stay within our planet's ecological boundaries. The COVID-19 pandemic has also highlighted how fragile these food systems are, with millions more people hungry than before the crisis and millions of jobs lost, the UN Secretary General continued. The summit will involve two events, starting with a meeting in Rome to define actions for inclusive and sustainable food systems. Finally, to the issue of mental health and the widespread despair experienced by refugees and displaced people. In an alert, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, cited increased suicide attempts at camps in Uganda and a higher number of helpline calls in Lebanon from people considering ending their lives or self-harm after the huge port blast in August. In an appeal for greater recognition of the problem, High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, highlighted the damaging impact of COVID-19 on people already in urgent need of help. In many cases, those who survived in exile by earning meagre wages in the informal sector have lost their jobs, he said, adding that there was also the additional worry of not knowing when the pandemic will end or how they would protect their families if they got sick. The need to support mental health assistance for displaced populations was critical before the pandemic, but now we're dealing with an emergency and a picture of widespread despair, Mr. Grandi said. He described how many refugees tell us they see their futures crumbling and how the issues that drove them from their countries remain unresolved and they can't return home. In a joint appeal with the World Health Organization, UNHCR urged the international community to prioritize and boost essential mental health programs for refugees and those internally displaced. Daniel Johnson, UN News.